Relationships. God uses human relationships in order to help us understand divine relationships. It is not that a few select people are going to be dressed in white and are to have a great marriage ceremony in heaven, while all the rest look on and applaud. No, that is not like it's going to be at all. Nevertheless, anything having to do with a marriage in the scriptures has a similitude to spiritual experiences, though falling far short of the spiritual realities. The same is true regarding other relationships Jesus used to illustrate spiritual relationships. At one time, Jesus said that whosoever does the will of my Father, the same as my brother, my sister, and my mother. Each one of those relationships explains a certain area or manner in which a believer can relate with God. Every story picture in the scripture of the bride, and whether it is Sarah, Rebecca, Hannah, or Ruth, their story always continues until she becomes the mother of a son as the fruit of their love. Any relationship with God is not identical to a human relationship that we share with one another on earth. The histories of relationships of various Bible characters is only a small bit of life that portrays a certain way of relating with God. They are pictures that the Holy Spirit recorded in order that our small mind can better understand the things of God. When a person moves into a new relationship, he does not lose a former relationship. When one becomes a brother, he does not cease being a son. When one grows up and gets married and becomes a husband, he still continues to be a son. And then, when God blesses a marriage with a son and one becomes a father, he continues to be a son and a husband. One keeps all the relationship he has had and then may add another. He enlarges his experiences and enlarges himself. One can come into a greater relationship and yet can move back and function in any one of the other relationships he has had before. God calls his children to enter into a relationship which we call the bridal relationship, meaning a deep, intimate love experience with God, an intimate, personal, one-to-one experience where, as the singer of songs said, I am my beloved's and he is mine. The bridal relationship is close, intimate, and very beautiful. Christ desires his people to enter into such a relationship with him. Naturally, it takes some growing up. A mother can cuddle a little baby in her arms, but not the way she may cuddle her husband. One can have a close, interesting relationship with a little daughter, but it's not the same as a wife. With the deep yearnings of love that God has for his babes in Christ, yet he is ever seeking to bring them closer unto himself. Babes in Christ can have precious moments with God and then, like a little child, run off and play and have a great time. What a sweet moment when a child comes and throws his arms around his mother and says, Mother, I love you. But then, 5 minutes later, he has forgotten her entirely as if she did not exist. He is out playing in the sandpile. However, the parental love for a child is not the same as a deep, intimate, mutual love that is shared in marriage. Eliezer was the eldest servant of Abraham and the steward over all his possessions. To Eliezer was entrusted this most delicate task of finding a bride for Isaac. The story of Rebecca is a picture of the Father sending the Holy Spirit to the church to find those who will become a bride fit for Isaac, the Prince of Heaven. Abraham sent Eliezer with the specific command to find and to bring home to Laharoi a bride for Isaac. He was given no other duty or command. He was not sent to accomplish any trading, buying, or any other commercial work. He was only to find a bride, persuade her to be willing to marry Isaac, then bring her with him from Nahor in Mesopotamia to Laharoi in the land of Canaan, where Abraham lived. This command portrays to us that the principal work of the Holy Spirit is to find, woo, and bring willing soul to Isaac as his bride. He is seeking men and women that will leave their kindred, possessions, loved ones, and native land behind them forever. God-loving believers that will then undertake the difficult journey to Canaan land to become the bride of Isaac. Abraham called Nahor in Mesopotamia his own country, and the dwellers there his own kindred. So also the Holy Spirit was sent to this world, where God the Creator planted a garden on this planet Earth, and where his only begotten Son was born, lived, and was crucified. To the inhabitants of this earth, the Holy Spirit was sent to find, woo and win a bride. Then he was to carry her away from all her former loves, ties, and possessions to the tent of Isaac. She must become so enamored with the love of the son of Abraham and so trusting of Eliezer that she would go alone with him the long, arduous journey. She must surrender to his leadings across the dry deserts and rugged terrain of life in order to become the bride of Isaac, of Christ, the Son of God. Eliezer questioned Abraham concerning the willingness to undertake such a long, hard journey of a young woman who would trustingly travel alone with an unknown man and his companions in order to marry a man whom she had never seen or even heard about before. He questioned again, "What do I do if the lass I find is not willing to come with me to Canaan? Shall I take your son down to Mesopotamia from where you came to see her so she can see him and know him and he can woo him herself?" "No, oh no, beware. Do not ever take my son down to that land again," brusquely commanded Abraham. "That is a land of much evil. That is ruled by the prince of darkness. Hate and greed, envy and wrath fill that land. At the command of God, I left the city of Ur in the land of the Chaldeans in Mesopotamia. They are the most cruel nation in history. They are infamous for their cruelty. They are the nation that invented the torture of crucifixion. No, oh no, on no occasion or for whatever reason, take my son back to that land again. He visited there once. You know how they treated him and what they did to him. No, he must never return to those people again. God took me away from my kindred in Ur and from the land of Chaldeans. He brought me here to Canaan and promised me that he will give me this land to my progeny for an inheritance. Therefore, I know that the Lord will send his angel before you, and you shall find a wife for my son. But if the woman you find is not willing to leave everything and follow you, then you are free from your oath. But you must not take my son there again." Then Abraham and Eliezer sealed these orders with a covenant bound by an unbreakable oath. Matthew 10, verse 37, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me."